For the past 3 years, Portable, which has been working with the National Legal Aid to explore a better way for couples to separate online without having to go through the traditional court process. This month, Portable announced the release of Amica to the world, a digital platform that tries to facilitate these seamless changes. Combining legal design, artificial intelligence, and detailed user experience design, Amica is an effort to further extend access to justice across Australia. Joining us now to discuss is the co-founder of Portable, and by virtue of that, my apologies, Simon Goodrich. Simon, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for the opportunity to chat with you this morning.
No, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Welcome to the show. So tell us a little bit about how the company Portable came about developing the online divorce service, Amica. How does it make the process of resolving disputes, which can be tricky times, I know, more efficient?
Well, look, one of the things that drives us a lot, we see, you know, ourselves as an organisation, how do we respond to social need? And policy failure that puts users in the centre. And for us, you know, a really sort of key part with that was about working with people to give them better services that they want and expect. So Amica, which is amica.gov.au, is an initiative of National Legal Aid and supported by the Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, with the idea of setting up a way for people who want to separate to be able to do it themselves if they feel that they can without the need to going through lawyers or going through an opaque process or paying fees when they feel that they can be empowered to make some of those decisions themselves. And it aligns with the broader vision we have of being able to not only provide better services to Australians, but also exceed their expectations of what they can do themselves through, mm-hmm. whether it be digital or design tools.
So why would you suggest that couples completing a divorce use Amica instead of like the traditional divorce measures that would ordinarily, like you said, take time and money and this, that, the other? Is it up and running as of yet, Amica?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's been up and running for nearly a month now. We've had over 1,000 people sort of go through that process, including people coming to resolving the disputes themselves. Well, you know, in terms of wider user, well, for starters, it's free. You know, it's supported here. It's a sort of a government initiative.
That's fantastic.
The alternative is that you would go down, you know, sort of a legal route or engaging lawyers that, you know, typically, depending on, could be costing minimum of $5,000, if not more. Sometimes, you know, a vast multiple of that too. So the application gives you the opportunity to get clarity and resolution on what are the assets that you and your partner have or ex-partner have, and through that, trying to nudge you towards an equitable resolution between the two of you of how you'd be seeking to separate from that.
How exactly does the AI involved kind of play? Like, is it, I don't know, is it like a text-based thing or is it video, which might potentially put these kind of couples face-to-face with another, similar to Zoom, like I'm sure most people have used in the last couple of months?
Yeah, it's all sort of, there's no video involved and it's asynchronous. So the process, meaning that, you know, you do your bit and then your ex-partner does their bit when they're ready.
I see.
The AI component, we've worked with all the different legal aid bodies around the country, including Legal Aid New South Wales, mm-hmm. to help generate, you know, sort of the base level of what would be seen as, I guess, equitable and fair or passing the pub test based on looking at previous experience and what resolution they would suggest that would be making sense. I mean, at the end of the day, it's been the agency of the individual. If they're not happy with the outcome or feel that it isn't meeting their requirements, mm-hmm. they're welcome to go get a mediator or get a lawyer. But the intent being that if for people that feel that they are amicable and people that feel that they can make these decisions themselves, to give them the agency to do that.
That's fantastic. So it's had some positive kind of reception so far. I'll take it to those that participated. And you said it's been running up and running for about a month. And if you've already had some kind of some cases, I suppose, or for lack of a better term, cases be resolved, that's a pretty quick turnaround, yeah, as opposed to traditional measures?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are, you know, multiple hundreds of thousands of separations that happen every year, mm-hmm. you know, and I think we did some, with the legal aid body, some initial research, you know, identify that probably, you know, 4/5 of all separations, people are amicable and they're pretty straightforward and people sort of want to do it themselves. I mean, a big part of what we do at Portable is what we call human-centered design. It drives everything we do. So a lot of the work we did was talking to people who had recently gone through a separation and got their advice of, you know, if they would do it again, what would make it better for them or easier for them, whether they'd even use an online tool. So this sort of is some of the work we've been doing over the last 18 months to 2 years to really help sort of not only identify the use case, but also about how a system and structure could work that is going to be meeting the needs of people.
That's fantastic. If people did want to get involved, I know you gave the website before, but maybe they're going through some tough times at the moment or just something that they both partners have agreed upon, where should they head?
It's AMICA, that's AMICA.gov.au. It's an initiative run by National Legal Aid and supported by the Attorney General's Department, and it's free to use until, I think, the end of the year, and even after that point, it's a very nominal fee. So it's a new government service that we encourage people that need it to be able to seek out and get.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Simon. It can be an important thing for so many people, so it's great that you're facilitating that in something that should make it easier and kind of more comfortable for those.